From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you light. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Are we ready to do this?
Yeah, dude.
Dude. Yeah.
We're doing this again, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're doing this again.
Back in it, man.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick. Sorry, I looked at you once. And I don't know what happened. I just couldn't do it. I just took one look at you. I don't know why I couldn't do it.
Welcome back to the Eagle Boys, everyone. My name is Drew.
My name is Nick.
Oh, fuck.
That doesn't even sound right at this point. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway. Oh, my God.
All right, dude. Okay. All right,
we're starting out really strong.
So, fucking, all right, we're just going to get into it. Diddy, what the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, what the fuck? Fuck,
dude, his like
is going on with
his
Diddy.
Like specific kinks are insane.
They blow my freaking
like,
mind.
Okay, so he had a girlfriend that he met in 2007 named Cassie.
Yeah,
and they were together for like 10 years.
She's hot as fuck, by the way.
And he literally, yeah, no, she is. But
she's hot as fuck.
He would he bought like houses for her, and he would like check in on her randomly, like constantly, like have an eye on her. He would make her like have sex with like other men,
multiple dudes in a day, bro.
Yeah, and like for days at a time, for like 3 days at a time, every week for 10 years, just fucking yeah.
Okay,
it would be like very specific kinks. Like he would like have other men like jizz and then have her like rub it on him and shit.
Yeah,
like it was very specific.
We're learning
weird
like
shit.
A lot about Diddy.
It was so intense. Know?
And today I was reading about this. I think you that face you made. I think you literally just read it too. So, Kid Cudi got on the pedestal today. Mm-hmm. Like he got on the stand and testified against Diddy.
Yeah,
and the reason he's involved is because he dated Cassie for a while after she was done with Diddy, and he fucking hated that shit apparently. And there's documented evidence that he threatened to like blow his car up.
Yeah.
And shit. Like basically, I think he might have texted that to Cassie.
I wonder if it like, was
I'm gonna blow his car up, or like, you know, how's he gonna like having his car blown up?
Was it just him, though, is the thing? Was it just this, like, criminal mastermind that could just compromise a bunch of people? Or was it, like, multiple people involved that made it happen?
Okay, so
it had to be multiple people.
It had to be multiple people, but he was definitely at the head of it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if he said for it to happen,
mm-hmm.
people would make it happen for him.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like he was going out blowing up cars and fucking beating, you know, motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
He paid people to do that.
Which is insane. Like, and now he's going to be in jail probably forever.
Dude, for the rest of his life, dude. The charges that he has, rest of his life.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, because
it's not just like the whole sex trafficking thing anymore. It's like,
because I think it was like across state lines. Yeah. Like, that's what they got him on. He was like bringing in people from out of state.
There's like four porn stars that like came out and testified, whatever. And all of them were dudes. All of them. And I was kind of like, I don't know why it surprised me that he was having sex with dudes. I don't know why that surprised me.
Yeah.
He just didn't seem like the dude. You know what I mean?
I think Kanye West was involved too.
I don't know.
I feel like he was. I don't know why. Like, I don't have any proof, but that, like, I just have a feeling he was.
Speaking of Kanye, did you see what he did on fucking Twitter last night? He, like, spoke out and said, I'm no longer doing the anti-Semitism shit.
Yeah, dude.
It's a little late for that.
But, dude, no. Like, how do you come out with a song? And there was passion behind that song. You could tell.
Yeah.
And like, actually, he didn't just throw that one together. That one was cooked up.
Dave Blunt's. I wonder how much Dave Blunt's got paid for
that. Dude, that was my other question. Like, dude, did Kanye come to him and just be like, yeah, I got this song that's going to be about Hitler?
He had him fucking working in the hospital while he, you know, is having like heart issues and shit.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's kind of a dream come true to work for Kanye West for some people.
And I'm sure Dave Blunt's didn't get really...
Dave Blunt's, I've officially ran out of money.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah.
That was 10 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's probably fine
he's
now.
He's got money now.
I'm sure.
When he's not laying in a hospital bed.
Do you... Let's watch our first video. Let's get this started.
I remember the first time I saw Dave Blunt's on a stage, I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I didn't really know what to think about that.
Honestly, it's kind of nice.
What really killed me was the couch. The couch. He sat on a couch every performance.
People were talking about, or he was saying, like, I'm going to have my first crowd surf. how is that going to happen? Like, he's going to go out there.
But then he started having the air tank. And I was like, dude, are you in any condition to be on a stage rapping right now?
I don't know, dude. Like, he was he was trying to do a song. He was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty like I'm a little sick right now. So I probably sound like Dave Blunt's.
Probably.
I think you underestimate a crowd actually crowd surfing a couch.
They could do it.
They'd do it.
Yeah. They would do it.
Yeah, but that's a lot of weight.
I don't know, dude.
They like, would.
I've seen some crazy shit.
They would all have to be like high on ecstasy or something.
I've seen some crazy shit at festivals. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I would not put that past the ability of a crowd surf.
I mean, I'd like to see it.
I mean, if it's a bunch of like small women like at the front or like a bunch of like smaller dudes, obviously it's not going to work out. But dude, like, there's always that one guy. There's that one like just muscle head dude that's in the middle of the crowds, like just every now and again, and they are the support. Like, they look like the Hercules.
What if he like
around everybody else when they're trying to like lift up a fucking like a fucking artist or something? Like, they just come up out of nowhere. They're the only ones holding it.
What if he fucked up and chose like the wrong part of the crowd to go into, and it's like a like 10 like fucking
dude, a bunch
ladies,
10 year olds or something,
or no, just like a bunch of chicks. Like,
oh my god, like he fucking crushes all of them.
It'll be Astro World all over again.
Okay, that was a tragedy.
All right, let's take a look here.
Is this?
Well, okay, before we play it,
I'm really into how he's positioned. That's all I'm gonna say.
And he's also, if before we start, let's take a look here. He's butt naked.
Naked as fuck.
So
dude.
Let's take a look. I thought you'd like this, Nick.
How strong is this guy?
No one hears the word they say.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Just something cool I found. I don't know.
Dude.
No one hears a word.
It's the...
Why do they fall down?
I don't know.
All right. Let's so this is going to be...
He fucked him to death.
Let's go to the next one. Nick, I thought you'd
like fucked them all to death.
This is a good one as well. Look at that fucking thing,
dude. I've always thought those were weird. Like, what's the point of the nose?
It looks so human.
He looks like a Muppet, dude.
Like, it looks so
like a legitimate Muppet.
It looks like extra human.
Like, he almost doesn't, like, from this angle looking at that, like, that doesn't even look real. That looks like a puppet, dude.
Yeah, I would like to own one of those.
That's the thumbnail for the video for the
episode. That's really cool, man. Look at that fucking thing.
It looks like he's gonna ask me, excuse me, do you know where the free parking is?
Excuse me, sir, but
excuse me, sir.
Do you know where I can get a chimichanga around here?
He looks like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
He kinda does, yeah.
He kinda does. Ooh, this one will give you power to the city. This one releases the hounds.
Look at that fucking nose, dude. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was just a quick double shot.
Also, for also the noise that he was making, dude.
We should get like a like a Rick Ross one.
We'll just make that one of the sound bites. Just oh, oh.
Yeah, we should get. Oh my god, we should do that. We should program it to fucking. Yeah, that would be good.
That would be nice. That'd be funny. Be really, really funny.
But yeah, let's go to the next one here. Wait, look, he's still chewing.
Okay, it's not funny what happened to him, but like how he reacted. Could you imagine, dude, just trying to enjoy a sandwich and you just get fucking butt rammed from behind?
The fucking ham slamwich.
Just ham slamwich, dude.
Dude, I've been rear-ended 3 times in the past year.
Damn.
And each time the person ran. I swear to God. Like the last time it happened, it was at the Mason Montgomery fucking thing. And I told the dude, because he walked up, he was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, dude, just meet me in this parking lot right here. And then he got in his car and just went off.
Of course he did.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, why would you get out of your car and check?
That's what I'm saying.
I guess it's like just to make sure the person isn't dead.
So like, okay, so the person's like dead or whatever, then yeah.
Then like you shouldn't run.
No, because you'll never get away with that.
Yeah, you're definitely fucked.
You know, but you know, if they're okay, I guess, you know.
Yeah, and then I guess it's fine. Right. See ya. You know? It's so fucked up.
Also, if it's like, okay, if it's just like a fender bender, like, and someone ran, don't do that. That is a crime.
That's why, like
we sometimes do not endorse that. Just want to get that clear.
If I have to take a shit or something, I'm like, you know what? I should take a drive. Because if someone hits me and I shit myself, 10 grand. just fucking ride around fucking
for the embarrassment.
Loaded.
For the embarrassment.
Just like loaded the whole time you're driving.
That's actually funny as hell.
Just like wherever you go, you have to make sure that there's like a speedway on the way, you know?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just that little nod.
Just in case.
Just
because that happened to me. I don't know if you remember me telling you with the fucking Wendy's cup, dude. Those cups fucking came in clutch with them.
They did.
It just has such a big brim,
and they were clear.
Yeah, and it really catches all the shit. Literally,
the wide brim, perfect for shitting. By the way, if you haven't heard,
it's like it was meant to be.
It really was.
You know?
It really was.
Because, dude, it was a long day, and the day before, I had gotten Wendy's, and it's like, it was meant to happen.
Yeah, you turned into...
You looked out for yourself.
Yeah.
That's like leaving $20 in your pocket, and then finding it in the pocket like a week later.
And honestly, I kind of felt good about it afterwards. I was like, I did that. You know?
You turned it into a Frosty cup.
Yeah, I turned it into a fucking...
The Forbidden Frosty.
Fucking brownie chocolate. Fucking Forbidden Frosty.
The Forbidden Frosty.
Yeah.
Did you put a little, you know what I'm saying, in there as well?
You mean like spitting it and mix it up? Now it's perfect. Fucking mix that thing up.
It was perfect the way it was, motherfucker.
Dude, I remember my
oh
dad.
Oh, my God.
My dad used to dip with Skull. And he would, like, leave his, like, dip, like, in fucking...
Zins forever,
like,
baby.
Like bowls. He would take bowls and he would just like, you know, fucking throw it in the bowl. And he would put the fucking, like, he wouldn't clean them out. He would just put it in like the dishwasher and then put it back. So I would get a bowl of cereal and I'd be eating the bowl of cereal and I'd be like, what is that? And then I would realize what it was and I would throw up every time. It happened to me like 4 or 5 times. Yeah. That's one of the fond memories I have with my with my dad. Yeah, yeah, you fucking like that?
Fucking, I'm actually fucking nauseous.
No, he's actually gagging. Oh, fucking my God.
Dirty boys over here.
That's, no. I can't with that one.
Sorry. But no, and like, it's
oh
like,
my God,
it's like you're eating like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles, and then it's chewy, and you're like, I'm not sure if that's what I think it is.
No, stop. You need to stop right now.
I'm not sure if that's...
Oh, my God.
And then you chew a little bit more, and you're like, yeah, I know what that is. I know what that is. And then you fucking get sick as shit.
Dude, sick Drew's a little nasty boy.
You're a little nasty. You little nasty boy.
I know.
Boy,
I'm talking about shit and spit and fucking
fucking going on and on.
Why don't Jesus you throw some cum in there while you're at it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, we don't need
getting
to go there.
Nasty. You're nasty, bro.
Yeah.
You're fucking nasty.
Yeah. Fuck. You know what? Sometimes you have to fucking get a little nasty. You know what I'm saying? Get a little nasty up in here. Fucking nasty boys. All right.
Eagle boys. Make it nasty.
Yeah.
Fucking, make it nasty.
Yeah. All right. Well,
oh
let's,
my God.
Let's lighten it up. Let's look at this
oh
guy.
God.
This looks like a nice little creature.
It's not a kangaroo.
Yes.
An old kangaroo.
You know? I don't know.
Back up, I think.
He does look like an old man. That's what's crazy. He looks actually like an old man.
All right, we're just going
to let him walk by. Stay still.
Ignore him. Oh, God. He's looking at us.
He could probably still fuck you up, though.
Hey, buddy.
I don't think so, dude. You could just step on that thing.
Hi. Keep your feet.
You think he's supposed to be out?
Dude, what is?
I mean, I guess it's in the enclosure, right?
I mean, that's our feet. Oh, hey. Hey.
All right, that's good. That's good.
He's a marsupial, dude.
Oh, dear.
He looks like he got stoned back in the 80s and just hadn't recovered yet.
Dude, think there's like videos of like people fighting kangaroos, but if you fought that one, like that would be like
that'd be animal.
That'd
abuse.
Be I was about to say it. Yeah,
be animal abuse, dude.
You freaking all you have
but
to do.
But dude,
is
like a spry one, they'll knock your ass out.
You know, like a good stomp. Like I mean, even like a 5-year-old girl can fucking break your nose.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Like if you're laying down and like a 5-year-old,
that's a good 60 pounds of force.
Yeah, just fucking right on your face.
Yeah. That's a good 60 pounds. 60 pounds will break your nose.
Yeah. Which is, that's like the move. Like if you ever get into like a street fight or something, like kicking is like the cheating way of doing it.
Yeah.
Cause what are they going to do to that? Like they can catch your foot, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, but
they got to know that's coming.
Right. They got to know it's coming. Like you can just Spartan kick someone and fucking, that's it.
Could you imagine being in a bar fight and out of nowhere you just like
this is Cindy's.
This is Cindy's. And he just like kicks you right out the door.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I've only been in a fight there once.
How would you react?
I don't know. I guess I'd just go home,
dude. I don't know if I'd even try to fight back.
Did you see?
I'd just be like, yeah, you got me.
There was a video of Theo Von, and he grabbed someone by the throat and pushed him because he was like badgering him. I'm sure that guy was like badgering him.
He had to have been, dude, because like he didn't have like a huge crowd around him or anything.
Yeah, it was just one dude. Like
it was literally one
him.
Dude just probably pestering the shit out of him, just going like, you know, probably like, can I get a picture, can I get a picture.
I actually hope that I never see a famous person in real life, because like I don't want to try to talk to them and they're like, hey, get the fuck away from me.
I had that happen to me one time
with who?
Wale.
Oh really?
Yeah. But it was a good reason, cause, and I didn't like push the matter. I literally just like was like, all right, cool. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Try to play it off.
But like you
I
try to
really
listen
upset.
To like, you try to listen to their music, or like if Theo Von did that to me, I'd be like, damn dude, he's fucking on my feet all the time.
Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna have to report everything.
So fucking.
Oh wait, Nick. He's...
Oh yeah. This guy was definitely just badgering the shit out of him. I mean, I don't blame him.
I bet everyone around him was like, I understand.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why nobody cares. Like, has anyone seen him getting
like
canceled
like
or fucking, you know?
No, he's the coolest dude. Like, if he does that to someone, definitely
he's got to have a good reason.
Right. Like, that guy was pestering him the whole night, most likely.
Dude, I hope.
He's around a bunch of pretty ladies. Like, fucking leave me alone, dude.
I hope that guy gets paper cuts underneath his fingernails.
Oh, dude.
Be
that's,
honest.
That's probably the worst thing I've heard all night.
Or between the webs of his fingers. Yeah,
oh,
that would suck.
God. You're going to make me throw up.
Payback, bitch.
Oh. When it comes to like blood and like cuts and shit,
that
I'm dying,
can't do
dude.
It.
I'm dying right now.
That's not good.
I know.
You should drink a little bit of that water that you got over there.
I did. I've been sipping.
Well, look at this.
I've been sipping and tripping and flipping inside of the kitchen.
By the way, that was vodka. Not even buzzed.
That was vodka.
You ever seen that video? The Jimmy Tatro? Really? You've never seen that?
I wonder if
we can show it. Can you look up Jimmy Tatro college kid?
Is it like a homosexual?
No. Well, that's kind of funny that you say it like that. So he did these skits. Jimmy Tatro, for those who don't know, and if you don't know, he was in, at the time that these came out, he was, this is a really good one, The Real Bros of Simi Valley. That's a really funny show. But basically, he was, when I found out about him, he was one of the dudes in 22 Jump Street that like was basically like the fucking, like the jock, like the douchebag.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he was YouTube famous.
So he had, oh yeah, dude, he's huge.
Oh,
on
this
YouTube.
Is how he became famous.
Okay. Actually, change of plans. See that one that says, who do you know here?
Yeah. The one that's already been played. Yeah.
Oh, did we already watch that?
Nope. I did.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
We'll watch it.
Oh, you know what? He played in Bert Kreischer's movie, The Machine. He was Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Fucking ads.
Fucking ads, dude. They need to go away forever.
Sorry, guys. Cops.
It's only a matter of time before we get an ad to subscribe to YouTube Music or whatever it is.
You boys lost or something?
What? No, man, we're trying to party.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Because I see no alcohol and I see no girls. So either you're a magician and you're going to pull them both out of your fucking hat, or you guys are going to turn around and finish sucking each other off.
Like blowjobs!
Whoa, what? Whoa.
Yo, look, nobody's sucking any dick tonight, all right? We're just trying to have a good time. We're not even going to drink, so...
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you guys aren't going to drink. For sure. Hey, everyone, these guys are so sick... They don't even drink!
Who are you talking to? There's no one behind you.
Bro, you need to cool off a little bit, alright? Just everything's chill, we're chill.
Like, oh, is everything chill? Yeah. Is everything chill because it's cool? Is everything cool because it's chill? That's funny, because I feel like things just got a little heated in a non-temperature kind of way.
Bro, what is your problem?
Yeah, why are you trying to cause a scene?
Oh, we're causing a scene, and I'm the fucking director!
Okay, actually, I'm the director, alright? Eric's a cameraman.
Whoa, man! I'm the cameraman.
Yo, Reg is the cameraman. Eric's the sound guy.
I'm the fucking sound guy. Because I bring the boom!
That is sound guy energy, right. I will say that.
Well, how about you guys just let us in? Because we're not causing any problems.
Bro, who do you even know here?
Who do I know here?
Yeah.
Who do I know? Bro, who do you know here?
Stupid. Who do I know here? Only every single fucking person in this party.
Okay, you know every single person here. Okay, so then you know my boy. You know Melvin?
Melvin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Melvin.
Melvin what?
Bro, Kyle, you don't even know Melvin. Not even everybody here. You don't even know Melvin.
Whoa. No, I fucking know Melvin, okay? Me and Melvin are boys, all right? We go way back, me and Melvin.
Okay, so what's he look like?
Dude, Melvin's got those... Bluish brownish eyes, 5'6".
Bro, that's not what Melvin looks like at all.
Okay, so if you know Melvin so well, why don't you tell me what he looks like?
You want me to describe Melvin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
I'm gonna describe Melvin for you because he's my boy and I know him. Because I can obviously tell you what he looks like.
Yes.
He always wears that hat.
Yep.
Obviously, that purple hat. He's got like that gladiator swag. He's got like the, you know, full body. Yeah. And he's always wearing gloves. He's always got those gloves on, green gloves that matches sunglasses, that matches mustache.
Yeah, handlebar.
Swag. He said, yeah, handlebar. All right, that's good.
You guys are full of shit. Because you that's obviously don't know my boy Melvin. So I suggest you turn around and GTFO.
The fuck out of here.
Oh shit!
What's good, man? What took you guys so long?
Bro, we were trying to get in, but your boy here wouldn't let us.
What the fuck? Who the fuck are these try-hard posers, dog?
Melvin, dude, we met at that one thing.
No. I've never met you in my life, bro. You and your boys gotta get the fuck off my property now.
Really? You wanna do this? All right, we'll be back with our whole crew.
And we got like 3 more friends. You still can't come to my party.
Really? Whoa. Fuck, man. Damn.
Fuck, man. So good, dude. I love Jimmy Tatro. The one I was referencing, though, he was like a college kid. And he was like, basically, he was like in an interview. And he has this bottle of water. And he just like chugs it down really fast. And at the very end, he just like throws the bottle. He's like, that was vodka. I'm not even buzzed. How many girls did I hook up with last night? More than you. Like shit like that.
Dude.
I'd probably drink approximately like 40 Natty Lights in a day. Nick, I would say.
I think this might be it for me, bud.
You might know Harbor Freight for affordability.
This might be the end of the line for me, dog.
What are you talking about?
I'm not feeling so great.
We just canceling the episode?
No, we don't have to cancel the episode. I think we need to do a deep dive here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know, it sounds good right now.
What's that? What?
Some Pedialyte.
Jesus Christ, what are you dying?
Some NyQuil.
You want a tampon as well?
And a tampon.
Yeah, sounds like you need a pad with it as well. And little leak action.
No, dude. Pedialyte. Should I
be worried about you?
No.
Do you need Jesus?
I actually do need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus.
Do you need Jesus?
We need to go to church.
Do you need popsicles and a glass of wine?
Oh, Chris, get your fat ass over
get
here.
Get your fat ass back here.
No, dude, we should do an Eagle Boys Church episode.
Eagle Boys Church?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to be preaching?
Why is there so much static? What is that?
That's mine, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, so we got to replace his cord too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Getting hard out here. Speaking of that, go subscribe to our Patreon, because obviously we still need more shit. And believe me, you know, if we want to keep bringing you this show, we need more equipment.
It's $5 a month.
$5 a month, dude. That's all. That's all it is. You get exclusive content coming soon. Access to early iterations of merch that are in the works, as well as early access to episodes. What more could you want?
Oh, my God, Will, what are you looking up right now?
If you soak a tampon in vodka, will it get you drunk?
Oh, no.
That's a very, very interesting question.
Oh, no. This is a real thing. Medical news today. Vodka soaked tampons, risks, and safety. No, fuck the AI overview. I want to see that. Yeah, click on that thing.
Oh, my God. This is a thing.
Some people believe that soaking a tampon in vodka and inserting it into the vagina or rectum is a faster route to intoxication. This method of alcohol consumption is dangerous and can increase a person's risk of alcohol poisoning and other complications.
So they didn't say it doesn't get you fucked up, though. They didn't say that.
Yeah, but it definitely does. People refer to it as slimming. It's common among teenagers and young adults. I mean, I'm sure old people are doing it, too. Oh, dude, I went to this wine tasting thing, and as soon as I walked up to the bar, okay, so it was like an older couple, like, in their 60s, and this dude, the first thing I hear was, you know, I have a dick on my tattoo. And this old lady was like, I thought she was about to get offended, and she was like,
a tattoo on my dick? Or I was about to be like, wait, I mean, that doesn't sound like that bad.
He said, I have a tattoo on my dick. Did you know that? And the fucking lady was, I thought she was going to get offended. She looked like a Karen, and she looked at him, and she was like, maybe I'll see it later. And I was like, no, this is not like fucking Cooper's Hawk, like a nice.
No.
I was like, oh, my God.
And No.
And then to my left was a gay couple. And I was like, oh, my God.
To my left, what was a gay couple?
I was like, what am I going to hear from them next? I was like,
what stories could they have in store for me?
I know. I was like, I'm just going to stay silent the whole time and just listen all night. Drink some wine and just hear stories.
Just drink some wine.
Chris, get. All right.
If you had to get a tattoo on your dick, what would it be?
Oh my God. You know what? I actually heard a story.
I've put thought into this too. I'm glad you have.
Well, this is a story of someone else that I heard. So this was at fucking Custom Ken's, and the dude that walked in, like, that was going to get a tattoo after me, he was just sitting and chilling because I guess he knew them. And he was like, yeah, I actually got a tattoo on my dick. I had to stay hard the whole time. But he was like, it's the three M&Ms from the commercials having a threesome. And I was like, what?
What?
I was like,
the fuck?
He was like, yeah, man. My girlfriend was there the whole time keeping me going. And I was like, fuck.
What was she like sucking him off while?
I guess she was just standing just there, like
jerking him a little bit.
Probably just, you know, like, what I mean? Caressing him. I don't know.
Fucking whispering his ear the whole time. Who's a good boy? Who's a good big boy?
Who's a big boy taking this tattoo on
his... Who's a big boy getting this tattoo on his dick?
Oh, no.
Later, this will melt in my mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, that'd be painful, though.
That would be. That'd be painful.
Oh, and he had
to get color, too.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, he did, because if it's the three M&Ms. Yeah. So he had to have.
Yeah, so like, how would you know which one is which? Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
The three M&Ms having a threesome.
I don't think I could do.
That is wild.
Some people get like piercings and shit. I'm like, what?
I don't get that, bro.
That sounds like some kind of like.
Awful.
Is that?
Prince Albert in a can.
Yeah.
That's like masochism, right?
A little bit.
Or there's something called like.
A lot of gay guys get that apparently.
Like Randy's Ladder or something. Or
what the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
It's like a ladder. It's like,
don't look this up, dude. Don't look that
up.
No,
it is. It's like a bunch of bars.
I don't want to look at it.
That
I don't want to look at it.
It goes up the shaft.
I don't want to look at it.
Come on, dude. Just fucking show them. Now we have to show you.
Oh my God. No, you don't. We always have a choice.
No, it's called, maybe, Rick's Ladder? I don't fucking know what it's called.
Maybe it's best that we don't find this.
Jacob's Ladder. Look, it says Understanding Jacob's Ladder, a Comprehensive Guide. Wow, there's a whole guide on it.
I think this might be a...
this might be something different.
This might be a memory hole.
No, it says it right there. Understanding Jacob's Ladder, a Comprehensive Guide. let's see what this guy has to say.
No, it's the first one.
This might be about a ladder.
We might have to cut this. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, no, this is like, it's like searching it for you. Yeah, I guess just click on one.
And what do you think would happen if someone could read your mind? They would back away slowly and run for their lives. No.
No, go back to the Google search.
Nope,
this is one question that I've been getting a hell of a lot recently. Do I get a Jacob's Ladder? Now, I have a Prince Albert piercing, and for everyone that knows, a Prince Albert piercing is a piercing for a man's thing. It's basically a ring through the tip, so when it goes in and out, it rubs side to side, and it feels amazing for you and me. Now, Jacob's Ladder is several piercings that go through it underneath. And apparently it's meant to make it feel incredible. There's only one problem with that. It's a 6-month healing time when I Googled it.
Oh,
six months.
Nick, you gotta do this now, dude.
Fuck no.
All right, this is it. We gotta get a fund going. It's probably only $40, but Nick here, you are
never. There's not enough money in the world.
It's only 6 months, dude.
There is not enough money in the world to even make me consider it. I'm not even kidding.
500,000. Keshish.
Okay, maybe.
Now you're making him think about doing it. We're going to get him to volunteer.
Okay, $1 million, I'll do it. $1 million.
You heard it.
That's the number. You heard it right here.
I know a guy that'll do it.
$1 million donation, I will do it.
My dude, Tony, he has a very gentle touch. He'll be fine with you.
Has he touched yours? It sounds like he has. Sounds like he has.
No, when he gives me tattoos.
Where's your OnlyFans?
Actually, he's actually very hard-handed. I'm not going to lie. Okay, all right, all
right. I'm fucking done, dude.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. Jeez.
All right, now we can actually end it there because it's been like an hour.
It's been 40 minutes, but it's okay. We can end it there.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh my God. That's so fucking funny. But like the vodka soaked tampons.
Fucking putting a vodka soaked tampon.
So like people are doing this. Like that's what people are doing nowadays.
There was a
remember the days where you'd smoke weed? You know what I mean?
Smoke crack.
Like remember the days where you would, you know, grab a 24 rack of beer from your brother. You know what I mean? Because you were underage or sister, whoever it was. And you just like drink that.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? Are we so old that we don't shove tampons up our buttholes?
Honestly, though, like
vodka soaked.
There's people that have actually boofed like alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a. What do they call it? They did it on Jackass.
Yeah, Steve-O did it on Jackass.
Yeah.
A beer
what do they call that?
Oh, dude, that's so disgusting. Oh, God.
That's a boof, isn't it?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't remember what they called it, though. They called it something.
The fucking...
The beer luge or something?
It was like the...
The beer chug.
The beer chug, yeah.
Or
the butt chug. The butt chug. The butt chug. The butt chug.
The beer chug.
Yeah. And then he like shit it all out pretty much immediately.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
No.
Dude, they filled him with filled him with like four beers.
No, it was called the beer enema.
The beer enema. Holy shit. All right. That's where I think we're going to have to end it right there. Be sure to subscribe to our Patreon. Like we said before, we got exclusive content coming to that. Skits.
We got fucking butt chugs coming on.
We got butt chugs apparently coming on there.
And we're going to
Drew's going to be doing some butt chugs on there.
And we also got Nick doing a live recording of a Jacob's Ladder.
Of a Jacob's Ladder. If we get to $1 million. If we do enough Patreon subscribers to get us to $1 million, swear, hand to God, I'll do it.
This is wonderful.
Hand to God, I'll do it.
All right. We're going to
Knowing me, I'll probably back out at the very end. You know, but you know, still, it's something to shoot for.
We've got to issue a contract.
Something to strive for. Oh fuck it, dude. I won't sign it. Not gonna lie. If we could just go in with like verbal agreement, like you know, just a personal trust,
like,
and then I can just back out at the very end, like a pussy. That'd be super sick.
Oh no.
Like if we could just keep it towards that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fine.
Subscribe to our Patreon as well as follow us on Spotify.
Subscribe and maybe we'll do all the things that we just said.
Maybe we'll do all the things that we're saying.
It's a hard maybe.
It's a, like put an asterisk above it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. You know, non-binding legal agreement. We're cool. Everything's cool. Everything's going to be all right. My pee-pee's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And your butthole going to be okay.
I hope so.
Okay, the butt chug might have to happen, though.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
I guess we'll see.
I don't know, dude.
I guess we'll see.
Oh, hey there, Chris. Little dirty boy.
Subscribe to us on
Giggity.
Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. We got a lot more coming out with that. We got some very exciting things lined up. Yeah, I think that's pretty much going to do it. Any last words there,
Chris, Mr. Butchuk? Get in the basement.
Get in the basement. Chris, there's nothing more than what I've wanted to see. You trapped in a basement. But now that I see you in there, I just want to get you out.
All right,
that's it. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. We will see you in the next episode.
Bye.